Now, this letter will tell you what the heir of Erdogan of Turkey was going to do to Leopold once they took Vienna. Now, you tell me who's insane and who's mentally unstable and who's not. Trump or the Turks? Now, again, this facade that the modern Turks put up, oh, no, we are all modern. We're not Muslim like they were in the past. We are a peace-loving people. No, you're not. As Belloc writes in The Great Heresies, they are just biding their time until the numbers are sufficient and they will take parts of what once was Christendom. They will take them by force. They will convert the Europeans to Islam by the sword, or they'll kill them. You got three choices when the Muslims invade. You convert and you become one of them if they let you. One. Two, you are, if you don't convert, you're killed. You're beheaded, whatever fashion they kill you. That's two. Or three, you're impressed into slavery, or you're allowed to live, but you play the slave tax. It's called the, what's the tax called? The imitude. It's the imitude tax, which basically says, I'm not a Muslim, but I live amongst Muslims, and I have to pay so they don't kill me. Three choices. And that's all you get. There's no negotiations. There's no treaties. They don't do anything like this. Declaration of War on Emperor Leopold, Sultan Mehmed IV, 20 February 1683. Muhammad, son of emperors, son to the famous and glorious God, emperor of the Turks, king of Gracia, Macedonia, Samaria, and the Holy Land, king of Great and Lesser Egypt, king of all the inhabitants of the earth, and of the earthly paradise, obedient prince and son of Mohammed, preserver of the towns of Hungaria, possessor of the sepulcher of your God, lord of all the emperors of the world, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, king of all kings, lord of the tree of life, conqueror of Melongen, Italy, that's Italy, and the city Prolenix, great pursuer of the Christians. Oh, what a wonderful man he was. Yes, let's treat the Turks with the utmost respect, because they love us. Like a scene from Animal House. Look, Ataturk. Ataturk loves us. As we arrive at the Dexter Lake Club. Joy of the flourishing world, commander and guardian of the crucified God, lord of the multitude of heathens. Who's the heathen? You, me. If you're not a Muslim, you're a heathen. We command you to greet the Emperor Leopold in case he desire it. And you, as our friends and a friend to our majesty, whose power we will extend very far. Thus, you have for some time past acted to our prejudice and violated our friendship, although we have not offended you, neither by war or any otherwise. This is all a lie, by the by. But you have taken private advice with other kings. And now, what precedes this is another letter that Sultan Mehmed IV wrote to Leopold, far more nasty, basically saying, look, you don't have that. There doesn't need to be a war. All you got to do is convert. And after you convert, by the way, I'm going to come and take your wife and your daughter, and I'm going to have sex with them in the manner in which the dogs do. Now, use your imagination and figure out what Mehmed is telling Leopold. In the manner in which the dogs have sex. Do you understand what you're dealing with here? These are the wonderful, totally sane, above board, let's treat them with kid gloves, predecessors to President Erdogan. and heir to Ataturk and Suleiman the Magnificent. But you have taken private advice, he wrote, with other kings in your councils, how to take off your yoke, in which you have acted very indiscreetly, and thereby have exposed your people to fear and danger, having nothing to expect but death, which you have brought upon yourselves. Now, why did they bring death upon themselves? Because they were Catholic Christians, and they refused to convert. That's why. For I declare unto you, Leopold, I will make myself your master, pursue you from east to west, and extend my majesty to the end of the earth, in all which you shall find my power to your great prejudice. I assure you that you shall feel the weight of my power, and for that you have put your hope and expectation in the strength of some towns and castles. I have given command to overthrow them and to trample under feet with my horses all that is acceptable and pleasant in your eyes, leaving nothing hereafter by which you shall make a friendship with me, or any fortified places to put your trust in. For I have resolved, without retarding of time, to ruin both you and your people. Now again, this is what Muslims do. You either convert, you're killed, or you pay the diembitude and you're a slave. You get three choices here. He continues, for I have resolved, without retarding the time, to ruin both you and your people, to take the German Empire according to my pleasure, and to leave in the Empire a commemoration of my dreadful sword, that it may appear to all it will be a pleasure to give to me a public establishment of my religion and to pursue your crucified God, whose wrath I fear not, nor his coming to your assistance to deliver you out of my hands. You know, funny thing here, though, the crucified God actually did deliver, thanks to Sobieski and the Poles, Leopold, Germany, and the city of Vienna. Continuing. I will, according to my pleasure, put your sacred priests to the plow and expose the breasts of your matrons to be sucked by dogs and other beasts. Such wonderful statecraft here. We get from Erdogan's predecessors. They're wonderful people, aren't they? Oh, yes, we're all very fond of them. You will therefore do well to forsake your religion, or else I will give order to consume you with fire. This is enough said unto you, and to give you to understand what I would have, in case you have a mind to know it. Sultan Mehmed IV to King Leopold of Austria, of Vienna. You can look it up if you want. I got it from historical texts, the archive of historical texts.org. This is translated from the original Turk. And I suspect that Mehmed had it translated probably into Latin so that Leopold could read it. Now, he's targeting women. He's on come for your families. I'm going to come for your wife. I'm going to come for your daughter. And after I get them, I'm going to let dogs have their way with them.